This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com.
Now, as you look forward to retirement, do you envision enjoying all your free time and spending time with family and friends, traveling? Maybe you think about pursuing your hobbies or new hobbies, or maybe doing charitable work. On the other hand, do you feel overwhelmed with worry about finances? While it's important for everybody to take charge of their financial future, women often face unique challenges that men may not. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. Camille, why is financial planning especially important for women?
Well, one of the biggest reasons financial planning is really important for women is we tend to live longer. On average, women are living 6 years longer than men. And, you know, one of the statistics out there is 80% of men typically die married, while 80% of women die single, which basically means the men, they may have us as caretakers. You know, we're typically the caretakers in most families. And when we look at that and put that into planning, you know, if the man is going to pass away sooner, well, now we're stuck. Who's going to take care of us too? That's a big thing. Now we also go from married to a single tax bracket, which usually means we're paying higher amounts in taxes. And I'm going to say in most cases, it's not like our income is going to drop a whole lot or our expenses go down a whole lot when we go from married to single or widower. You know, you have to look at inflation over our lives. We're going to be subject to more and more inflation. Like I mentioned earlier, we've got the extra healthcare expenses. One of the biggest things I sit with a lot of single women, and that's one of the main areas we look at is, you know, when it comes to healthcare, what's your planning? Do you have any long-term care? What are these steps? Or have you talked to your kids about, are they going to help you? Or do we need to financially prepare for long-term care? Because we are living longer and we're going to need someone to take care of us like we've taken care of everyone else. And we need to make sure our money lasts as long as we live. More times than not from women, I hear, I don't want to be a financial burden to my family. That's exactly what having a plan and looking at how do we make sure, whether you're currently married or you're single, how do we make sure you're going to be okay and that you're not going to be that financial burden to your family? And that's why you constantly hear us say, we need a plan. We need a plan.
Right.
We need to have a plan to understand what is your retirement potentially going to look like? And if you're married, how are you going to leave that other spouse? And those are all questions we can help answer, but you do have to give us a call at 916-884-2584 and say, hey, I really want to make sure I have a plan in place that supports myself. And if you're married, both of us.
Jeff and Camille, you know my age. I am 65. And I will say two of my best friends have lost their husbands. And it's just such a shock for us because we just think, oh, we're going to all until we're in our 80s. And so I see my girlfriends now, you know, facing this fear of I'm alone now for the rest of my life. Maybe we don't know if there will be a second marriage, but, you know, living a long time in retirement. And so there's going to be some maybe financial insecurity there, you know, and making it kind of hard to enjoy this part of your life. You know, one of my friends is getting ready to retire. What are some steps that should be taken to try to mitigate this risk I'm talking about, outliving your money?
So those are all great questions and concerns we consistently see. One of the great things is we're seeing more and more women starting to become more financially aware of what's going on in their household. They're taking more responsibility. They're seeking out more education, which is really important. If you are married, I say, don't ignore, if you're working with a financial professional, don't ignore coming to those meetings. The likelihood that that plan is going to be yours is pretty darn high. So you need to understand what's going on. You know, if I ask you the question, if something happened to your partner today, would you know how to step into the shoes and take things over? Would you feel comfortable with that? If that answer is no, or I'm not sure, then it's time to start taking that approach. Do you know what your plan is? So start planning early, take that proactive approach to retirement, regularly review and adjust financial strategies. I don't know about you, but I've seen life change over the years.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and so you need a plan that can adapt and can change, because like what you were saying, Luann, you had a friend that the husband just passed away.
Right.
They weren't expecting an early passing. Mm-mm. But the truth of the matter is it happens. So what do you do and how do you go ahead and plan and make those adjustments so that you can still live comfortably and enjoy retirement?
Right.
Look at different investment opportunities that match your risk tolerance and the goals and objectives. So just because you're invested one way today doesn't mean you have to stay that way for the rest of your retirement. And, you know, make sure you're understanding where all the income sources are and what income sources are going to be left. If you're having trouble with any of that, or you feel like you need a second look, then text the word VISIT to 916-884-2584. You'll get a link directly to our calendar, and let's set up a time, you know, even just 15 minutes, and let's start discussing what is going on with your plan, any concerns, and we're just going to have a conversation. No financial decision is going to be asked of you, but let's start talking. 916-884-2584.
And we thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille. And many people, both women and men, struggle to save for retirement. And making that Social Security benefit decision is so, so important. Jeff, why are Social Security benefits so important for retirement confidence, especially when you factor in women?
And it really depends upon, Luann, what you have saved in other monies. It tends to be, let's say, the high net worth type of client. They have other monies for income. So Social Security is almost a burden at times because, you know, it's so taxable. It can be up to 85% taxable to you. Mm-hmm. So we take a couple, and I'll say I just recently was looking at a couple, and when they turn 65, the two of them, they're going to have actually close to $75,000 a year coming in from Social Security. Well, besides their pensions, you add that to there, they're going to be up in that maybe federal 22% tax bracket. And now they're also starting to look at possibly that their Medicare, you know, you pay Medicare, I think it's $185 a month now. But if you're over a certain income limit currently, then you pay more than that. So it's called Irma, and we call it your Aunt Irma because, you know, you got your Uncle Sam you don't like paying taxes to, and you got your Auntie Irma that you don't like paying more premiums to. Mm-hmm. It's really, and we can't say this enough, is having a plan. It may make sense to start taking it at 62, or it may make sense to wait until 70. So you have the options and everything in between. You know, we have people that are working that are collecting Social Security now because they've reached the full retirement age, it's called. And by reaching that full retirement age, you do not get penalized. And I say penalized, basically, they don't take your Social Security away from you if you make too much money. So once you hit that full retirement age, you can then continue to work. And it doesn't matter how much money you're making, they're not going to reduce your Social Security. We actually had a client that did this, and it's been probably 10 years ago, but he started taking Social Security when he turned 65 at that time, and he was full retirement age. He put it in a separate account, called it his Social Security account, and by the time he retired, which was about 72, I think he had close to $300,000
wow.
in that account.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh.
And you know what he said? He goes, you know what? Thank you, Social Security, because you're going to pay the taxes so I can convert my 401k now to a Roth. And think of that. If he had $300,000, he'd already paid taxes on it. And he was able to then take that $300,000 and convert almost $1 million of his 401k into a Roth. Now he has tax-free money for the rest of his life there. Yeah. And when he passes it on to his kids, it's now tax-free.
Wow.
It's amazing what you can do when you sit down with people like Camille and myself, that we work with a group of people throughout this country that are the best of the best attorneys, the best of the best CPAs, the best of the best financial people with alternative investments. I mean, we can put together a plan that will fit you the way you want it to, but will also give you guidance on, have you ever thought about doing this? Or, you know, is legacy part of your plan? Or is charity part of your plan? We can help you put together a plan that you're going, oh my gosh, I did not know all this was available to me. And it's because we like to call, we put the all-star team to work for you. So if you were playing a game and your game is called retirement, you would want the best of the best out there working for you. And that's what we do. We put them all together for you, and then we design a plan that fits you and you and your spouse, you and your kids, you and your charities, all that. We put all that together, and guess what? We think about taxes as part of planning. We're not CPAs, but guess what we work with? The best of the best out there. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to help you put together that all-star team so that you have the retirement that you dream about.
Thank you for listening. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille. While you may not have a crystal ball to tell you where your health is headed, you can take steps to prepare for future long-term care expenses in retirement. Camille, what are some costs and some unique ways then that long-term care expenses can impact women in retirement?
Well, one of the biggest things we've talked about, women typically live a lot longer. So with a longer life expectancy, we're facing paying healthcare costs for a lot longer, or now needing, you know, long-term care costs because, you know, you as the wife or the woman in the family, you may have been the caregiver for the other person. Well, who's going to be your caregiver? So a lot of times you need these long-term care plans. And one of the biggest things we look at too is if you don't have that plan, well, if your spouse, husband, partner, you know, and they need long-term care, they may start to deplete, you know, your savings, and what are you left with, right? Mm-hmm. So it's important to look at and discuss healthcare and long-term care in your plans. That's actually the A in our dream retirement plan. So addressing healthcare needs, because it is so important and it needs to be talked about. You know, we're living longer and longer, and that's something I see a lot of people missing when they're talking about putting together a whole plan. They're like, oh, we'll figure it out when we get there. Well, do you really want to be in a car and all of a sudden you get a flat tire, run out of gas in the middle of the desert and don't know what to do at night? Or would you rather, you know, make sure you've got a spare tire, you got some flashlights in the back of your car, so you're prepared when those life events happen? It's important to pay attention and to talk about those things rather than just say, I'll figure it out when it comes along.
Jeff, a lot of people know that we should think about what we're going to do for long-term care expenses in retirement when we're about 60 years old, okay? So tell us what would be some options for funding long-term care costs, please.
Well, there's actually number one option is be self-insured. So basically, you have enough assets set aside that's going to pay for long-term care. But again, that is such a broad question because we don't know if you're going to be in long-term care for 2 years or 12 years. So the nice thing is maybe to insure it, to have insurance that says, okay, if you're in a care facility and you can't do, let's say, two of the act-a-day living functions, well, we're going to pay you this amount of money and we're going to guarantee it for as long as you're there. So there are long-term care policies like that. There's also long-term care policies that say, well, we're going to pay you a certain amount, but it's for 5 years or it's for 3 years. And we don't particularly like those because we don't know the time frame that you're going to be there and how you're going to need it. So there's also different types of products. We have life insurance that our clients want to leave a legacy. So they want to leave a currently tax-free legacy through life insurance. But in the case that they might need some of those assets inside that life insurance policy to pay for long-term care, they also have the ability to do that through the life insurance policy. There's also ways of setting up pensions, and we call them a self-directed pension. It's actually through an annuity that guarantees, there's insurance companies actually out there that will guarantee an income for a certain period of time or for the rest of your life or the rest of your life and your spouse's life. But they also might have, and this is not all annuities out there, so you have to be careful of what you're getting into and how it fits your plan. But there's also annuities out there that will guarantee that payment, but then they'll pay you more if you need long-term care services, or let's say you can't do two of the active-day living functions. So it's really about understanding all the different products out there. And that's what people don't understand, is how to set up an individual plan that will fit you throughout your life. But then also, if you want legacy planning, it's in there. If you want healthcare planning, it's in there. If you want long-term care planning, it's in there. It's really about putting together everything that fits you. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We're here to help answer questions. So a 15-minute call at 916-884-2584. Let's talk about what your concerns are. And then let's talk about how we can start planning your dream retirement.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with father-daughter legacy team Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. There's a recent survey, Camille, that shows that women feel less confident and more stressed and further away from their goals than men. So talk about how you can help women ensure that they are on the right track to meet their financial goals, please.
Yeah, Luann, I saw that study and survey recently, and there's been a lot more information out there about women in retirement, because here's the thing. By 2030, women are expected to hold a large portion of the United States wealth. You know, as far as women, we are becoming, you know, more and more one of the top, if not one of the main breadwinners in our families. We're holding more executive positions, things like that. But, you know, realistically, when we look at women historically, most of the time women aren't getting involved in finances. You know, we've had people come in to talk about their financial plan and get some suggestions or find out how we can help them. And, you know, sometimes I hear, you know, my wife didn't want to come because, you know, she doesn't really care about this stuff, or it's over her head. And Jeff and I say, we can start the conversation, but she's going to need to be part of this conversation, because most likely it's going to be her plan. But also, I want her to make sure that she feels comfortable with who we are and the plan we're putting into place, because it's not just that person's plan, it's both of yours. And at some point, it'll probably just be hers. And I do a lot of educational workshops, and I do specifically ones for women, because we do look at investing differently than men do. We tend to be a little bit more conservative, and we tend to look at what's the long game. What is everything going to look like over the years? We're not short-term minded a lot of times. And so to help yourself be on the right track to meet your financial goals, a few tips are, start looking, if you haven't already, you know, where are all your financial accounts? Do you have a 401k? Does your partner have a 401k? What are the retirement accounts? How much do you have in savings? If you haven't started a budget, you need to start looking at how much am I spending on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis, understanding that so that you can go, hey, here's what I'm going to need in retirement. What's the longevity for yourself as a woman? What's the longevity that you have if you are married? What is your long-term care plan? What is your health care expenses? There's lots of little things you can do. And I, you know, I'm giving you a lot of options, but one of the best things I can say is write these things down and then tackle it one by one. Because you know what? We don't have to tackle it all at once. That's what I think can be very overwhelming. We just need to look at little things slowly by slowly. And then all of a sudden, you'll become hopefully more confident, less stressed. And you can be like, I'm on track for retirement. I was actually talking to a lady today and she goes, I'm pretty sure I have enough money, you know, to retire comfortably. And she's like, I've got these accounts. And I kind of said to her, I'm like, you've done really well for yourself as a single woman. I said, but right now, what you've kind of done is you've got this puzzle and you don't have the box. So you have no idea what the picture is going to look like. And all your puzzle pieces are turned over. So you're looking at blank cardboard, trying to put a puzzle together.
That's so
and
good.
She's kind of like, she's like, yeah,
exactly.
And I was like, so our goal is let's paint a picture and then we can put all these puzzle pieces together and understand, you know, what is your retirement going to look like? And that's what we do. And, you know, I always say meeting with us is just simply a conversation. You know, the first step is giving us a call at 916-884-2584. And just starting to have that conversation of here's what I've got. Am I on the right track? Or are there some adjustments or improvements that I can make? The first visit with us is just simply that. I don't even ask you that you have to bring in statements, but let's start the conversation and decide, do we need to continue this to talk about any adjustments that we may need to make and how can we improve your plan? At the first visit, no financial decisions are going to be made. I'm not going to ask you to make a financial decision until you're comfortable doing that. But, you know, one of the other things you guys can do is I do have our dream retirement kit available, not only on our website, but we also went ahead and made it really easy. You can text the word kit to 916-884-2584. You're going to get a copy of my book, Countdown to Retirement. Plus, you'll get different information on how much are you paying in taxes, Social Security, your retirement checklist, so many resources. So text the word KIT to 916-884-2584 and let's help you feel a little bit more confident. Dream big, live confidently. That's our motto.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.